The NAACP is the oldest and the boldest of all the civil rights organizations. And it's really its mission is to ensure the political, educational, social, and economic equality rights for all persons, and to eliminate race-based discrimination. And the NAACP does its work through committees. So we have a range of committees for people to get involved in, whatever resonates with that person. And we're certainly encouraging community to get involved. I think that having an NAACP branch in Boulder kind of uniquely qualifies us to fill in some of the gaps of some of the already, you know, good organizations in the city. And so we encourage people throughout the county too. This organization represents the county. So Lafayette, Longmont, Louisville. And I think it'll be really good if we can bring in all the different areas so that we can talk about some of the real issues. Whereas we're a good community, there's room for growth.
Well, there certainly has been a lot of criticism about how, and particularly the city of Boulder, I know you are countywide, plays often lip service to diversity issues. But the reality for people of color who are living in this community, that does, the two don't always sync.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we're hoping to do as we grow in the community. It's the whole form so people have an opportunity to really be seen, because it's easy to be in Boulder and not have, not see people of color, not interact with people of color. And so, yeah, so the NAACP kind of rejects some of the accepted norms about diversity, you know, the kind of the zero sum game. If I win, you lose. So I think that as we get to talk about that more, the wider community gets an opportunity to see that really, that you don't have to lose to share, and that we reject the notion of scarcity. We want to create a community of inclusion. And if you read any information about the NAACP, the one thing that always stands out is they say all persons. So all persons is very important.
Well, we'll go next to Cherry Rose. You're the treasurer of the NAACP. Now, you yourself are not a person of color, but that I think reflects the origins of the NAACP, that it was founded, if you maybe like to correct me if I'm wrong, by white people, but also people of color, as we were hearing from Annette, it's old people. Tell us a little bit about your own involvement.
Absolutely. Yeah, the NAACP is definitely about working together. And so it is a community that welcomes all people. And as a white person, it's vitally important to work on the issues of systemic racism that affect people of color. It's a problem that cannot be solved unless white people are involved and working to dismantle those structures.
I'm going to just go back to another. I'm going to adjust your mic. You don't need to move. There we go. Perfect. The NAACP does have a long history here nationally, but the Boulder branch has just been around for a year. Why do you think it's taken so long to have a branch of the NAACP in Boulder?
That's a really good question. When I heard about it or got invited to come to a meeting in the formation stage, I was elated and ecstatic, and it was unbelievable. I don't know how Boulder escaped it, or, you know, for so long. I'm just glad that we have it and that there were some people willing to do the work to get it established. And, you know, our rivals is going to be Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs has 900 members currently. And I guess at their heyday, they were about 5,000. So I think that the Boulder community certainly can outdo Colorado Springs. So I'm hoping that everyone will come and join. Our goal is 1,000 members.
How many members do you have right now?
Well, in order to get a branch, you have to have a minimum of 100 members. And we have exceeded that. We're around the high 120s and growing.
And just to be a little clear on the terminology, we've applied for our full branch statuship, our full branch status, since we have our membership numbers now. We're the soon-to-be branch.
Well, tell us about the work of the last year, the initial inaugural year of the Boulder branch. What are some of the issues that you have been tackling? And then we can look to the future about what lies ahead.
Well, education has been a big focus for us in the first year. We have some very motivated people in our education committee working to address the educational opportunity gaps that exist within both the Boulder Valley School District and the St. Vrain Valley School District.
Yes, and we're trying to move into staffing up all of our committees. I chair the Economic Opportunity and Sustainability Committee, and so we're looking at some creative ways, at least our goal, creative ways of offering, just kind of to explore what are the hindrances to equality around economics, and how do we do that in a super affluent community, but reach out to the people who need help. And we're looking at a new model, not necessarily the traditional giving model, but some creative opportunities. We're still working it and formulating it and getting people with ideas and trying to figure out the best way to meet the needs, financial needs, to talk about real hard, basic dollar needs.
As we look to the future now, what are some of the big areas that you see in a community like Boulder, given that you are representative of the entire county, it's not just the city of Boulder, but what areas outside of the economy and economic gaps and also the opportunity gaps in education, what are some of the other areas that you think communities in Boulder really need to get to grips with?
Well, one area that we're going to be putting a great deal of focus on, particularly over the summer, is this upcoming election. So civic engagement is a huge issue for the NAACP nationwide because without our vote, we have no voice. So protecting voting rights and getting out the vote, reaching into communities that are underrepresented and making sure that they feel like that the path is open for them to speak to government, to be represented in government, to run for government offices. So we'll be doing a lot this summer. The NAACP has a national goal of raising turnout rates for this election by 3%. So those we're going to be working on hitting those numbers, which I think will make a big difference for everybody in our community.
Well, there is a big fundraising gala and celebration of the first year of the NAACP Boulder branch, and it is happening this weekend. Tell us what's going to be going on.
Well, I'll speak to Friday night. Friday night, we are having a gala, and you're going to come and have some wine and be with community. Enjoy just some socialization time for about an hour. And then we're going to go into a concert with Raj Delaria. And she's fantastic. She's performed all over the country, from Alabama to New York and now Denver, as well as the UK. And she's very broad. I mean, she goes from a traditional African-American gospel all the way to jazz. So we're going to have some, all of that, including some blues. And so it'll be an opportunity for community to just be together, to belong to one another, and party. Cherry said one time, we know how to throw a party. So we do, and we're planning on throwing a good one. At the end of the performance, our guests and members and community will be invited to come out and have some cake and coffee and mingle some more and talk about what you liked and, you know, and then go home and not have to worry. It's not going to be Googled. We're not going to Google what happens in the theater. And it's at the Canyon Theater, which is in the Boulder Library. And we still have some tickets available. So if you're interested, please come and join us. We'd love to have you.
But I know there is a Facebook page and an Eventbrite page. We can put links to those. But what does membership in the NAACP Boulder branch look like for people who are listening, who are interested? If you were to become a member, what does that mean?
Well, to become a member, an adult membership is only $30 a year. It's the best deal out there because, you know, we take that money. We use that money to support NAACP efforts nationwide. But, you know, but also it gives you the chance to be involved in our community to make the lives, our lives and our neighbors' lives better. With the NAACP, representing an organization like the NAACP means that you have a voice that people want to listen to.
And I suppose I ask that question in a sense that if you become a member, are you committing to be part of a committee? Are there different levels of commitment that membership has?
Well, the nice thing about the NAACP is you can be as active as you choose. Some people will see $30 a year as a great contribution to worthy causes, and they don't have the time to engage in a monthly meeting. Others will see with the committee something that resonates, and they will become active at that committee level. So we have a, you know, there's a wide variety of ways you can be involved or you can contribute by becoming yearly member, and we'd appreciate all of that.
Well, I know people can find it more at your Facebook page. As I said, we'll link to that. Is there anything else you'd like to say, or our support staff here, anything that you think we need to talk about?
I would also like to talk about Saturday. So our fundraiser is on Friday evening that Annette described. But on Saturday, we have the opportunity to host the statewide NAACP organization for their quarterly meeting. And as part of that, we are putting together a conference on educational equity in the state. We'll have a presentation from Great Education Colorado, who are working on funding solutions for our schools. And we will have a keynote address by Dr. Joyce Brooks, who is, she's been very active with the Education Committee of the NAACP in Denver and of the NAACP State Conference. So she will be giving us a keynote address at our luncheon. There'll be some other smaller presentations. I'll give you an update. I'll be giving an update on our civic engagement goals and how we're going to address them. Our education committee will be addressing the conference about what they've been doing and ways that people can help. So it's a fabulous way to get to know the NAACP, the Boulder County NAACP, a little better, meet people who are involved with the organization, and find out ways that you can support our goals or get involved.
And is that all happening at the Canyon Theater, the Boulder Public Library as well?
Thank you for asking that. No, the conference is going to be at the First Congregational Church.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much, Annette and Cherry Rose. We will put all that information online as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.